Authorities have made an arrest in connection with the death of a man who was originally on the list of witnesses to testify against Bulger. 59-year-old Stephen Rakes was found dead in a wooded area of Lincoln on July 17th, and today the Middlesex District Attorney announced he was murdered. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joins us now with the latest. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Steve.
So at first, we should point out that there appears to be no connection between Rakes' death and the Bulger case.
Right. That's what we're told by Middlesex DA Marianne Ryan. She told us in a late afternoon press conference that this was not connected to Whitey Bulger. She said that William Camuti of Sudbury was arrested today in Boston and was charged with attempted murder, misleading police, and unlawful disposition of human remains.
Our evidence indicates that Mr. Camuti acted alone, and the evidence we've developed thus far indicates that this was involved a business transaction.
So, Bruce, who is this William Camuti, and what kind of business transaction were he and Stephen Rakes involved with?
Well, they had some kind of business transactions going back many years, according to the DA, a whole variety of transactions. But the DA believes that Camuti owed money to Rakes and that Rakes was expecting to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did this alleged murder supposedly take mm-hmm. place?
Well, Camuti allegedly asked Rakes to meet with him to discuss a potential investment deal. And then they met that day. That was July 16th at a McDonald's in Waltham. And then Camuti purchased two iced coffees and laced one of them with two teaspoons of potassium cyanide, which is a poison. And he gave it to Rakes, and Rakes drank it and allegedly then he died. But we should note that the medical examiner has not determined if this is what killed Rakes.
Mm-hmm. How did Rakes' body wind up in the woods in Lincoln, of all places?
Well, according to the DA, Camuti drove the body around Waltham, and then he went to Woburn, and then he went to Burlington, and then he finally dumped it in the woodland in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I recall, the body did not have any ID on it when they found?
That's right. And what's interesting is how they identified him. It seems that Rakes would show up at Whitey Bulger's trial every day, and he was caught on surveillance video in front of the courthouse, and the day he went missing, he was wearing the clothes that he was found the next day on July 17th in the wooded area.
Okay, thank you very much, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.
You're welcome.